Well, good morning all. John's down for prayers. He's going to be with us in just a moment. He had a different time in his head. But while he's making his way up, we can read today's reading together, which is from the book of James, and we're in chapter 3, the first 12 verses. So James 3, 1 to 12. And the reading is entitled, Taming the Tongue. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is, set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of what one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Let's have a few moments just to reflect on that passage, which I imagine for most of us is quite a challenging read.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry that I'm late. I promise I wasn't trying to avoid the reading. I'm glad we've all had a think about it. I'm just going to pray quickly, and then I'll add some reflections. Lord, thank you for sleep, even those of us who haven't got very much of it. But Lord, we thank you for this new day. Thank you that we can gather together in your name. And thank you that you are here with us as we meet. And Lord, we thank you for this passage, as tricky as it may be. It was quite tricky reading this passage because I thought, I've got that passage. It's quite easy to get stuck in this passage on who owes what, and whether that's okay, and whether what the theology of that is, and to get ourselves all tied in knots over what wives owe their husbands and husbands owe their wives. Oh, damn, I'm in Peter. Well, let me return to James. This is going well. Oh, Bible Gateway, you lovely, lovely. Oops, that was 1 Peter 3 and not 1 James 3. Sorry. Oh, well, this is a relief, isn't it? Oh, thank you, Lord. Got myself all tied up over nothing. Well, I'm going to read the passage then. Let's read the passage again. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers. Well, that's definitely true for me. Because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We who stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses, we make them obey us. We can turn the whole animal, or take a ship as an example. Although they are so large and driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants them to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body and sets the course for one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With a tongue we praise the Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praising and cursing, my brothers and sisters. This should not be. Can both fresh water and salt flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Well, it's nice to hear the passage. And apologies for not being quite as prepared as I would like. But my reflections on reading over this passage are how true it is, and how difficult it is for us to stay kind and to watch what we say. I think about how many times I've said something when I've been short of grace, or sometimes when words have been said to me, often without thought, that I've deeply hurt. These things for us to pray for from this passage, I think, is for the day ahead. I don't know where you guys are. You might be tired, like me. You might be full of energy. You might have a lot on your plate today. You might be excited for the day ahead. But each of us will speak to many people today. So in the short time that we have left, shall we pray that we would speak kindness, encouragement, love. Would our speech be put full of patience? Would our speech bring peace? So Lord, we pray for our speech this day. We offer it to you. Remember the book of Genesis where you breathe life into us. Our breath and our speech are yours. Would you fill us with your Holy Spirit? Guide our thoughts, would they be kind? Guide our speech. And shall we end our time together with the words of the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.